Good afternoon, Caitlin.
Hi, good afternoon, Shannon.
There's recent news about students on ICE. Could you tell our audience a little bit about this?
Yeah, so this annual Students on ICE Arctic Expedition applications are almost to a close. There's 6 days left to apply for a scholarship, and this year we have, again, two scholarships specifically for students from NAIMS, and that's made possible by the Nunatsiavut Harvesting Compensation Committee. So get that application in before March 1st, and you can apply at studentsonice.com.
What is the criteria to apply?
So the criteria to apply for Students on ICE is you have to be a registered student, and our target age is 14 to 18, so high school students. But if you're 19 or 20, you can also apply as a high school student. We also have a couple of scholarships that are open to post-secondary students. So if you are at Kona or attending university somewhere else and you're from Nain or Nunatsiavut, you can certainly submit an application to us as well for a scholarship.
When will the Arctic expedition start, and how long is the duration of the trip?
So this year, we are again doing our pre-program at Nunavut Siviniksevut for all northern students. So on August 5th, or maybe the 4th, students that are selected to join us will begin flying from Nain or their community in Nunatsiavut to Ottawa, where we'll attend Nunavut Siviniksevut for 2.5 days. So that's a pre-college program that's originally designed for students coming from the territory of Nunavut, but as we know, a couple of students from Nunavut have gone to NS, and some Inuvialuit students have also gone. So together with all of northern participants, so youth from Alaska, the four Inuit regions in Canada, and Greenland, we'll get together on August 6th, and then on the 8th, we'll join all 200 participants from all over the world at the University of Ottawa, where we'll then fly to Resolute Bay, which is in Nunavut, and that's where we'll get on the ship, and we'll be sailing for 12 nights from Resolute to Pond Inlet, then to Sirmaluk National Park, where we'll spend the last few days of our expedition in Greenland. Some of the highlights are Umanak and Ilulissat Ice Fjord. And then we finish the expedition here in Ottawa on August the 22nd. So all in all, it's about 2.5 weeks, or close to 3 weeks, including all of your travel, starting early August and ending on the 22nd.
So are there any changes in the schedule this year?
Well, every year the dates vary. So last year, our expedition was a little earlier. So we actually ended the expedition, I think, on the day that we're going to start this year. So we are traveling a bit later in the summer. And our schedule, like I said, we are doing the pre-program again, which we did do last year. We'll adjust that a little bit, but it was a lot of fun. We got to learn all about the variations in Inuktitut from region to region. We learned all about geography, some of the performances that NS does, and a lot more. And then, of course, our itinerary changes. So last year, we actually went to the Torngat Mountains back home in Labrador, and then went over to Greenland. So this year we're not going to the Torngats, we're going to Nunavut. We call it our High Arctic Expedition, so the schedule, the itinerary will change that way. But again, we'll have a lot of incredible educators from all over the world, from various different fields with us. And because we are going to Pond Inlet and Sirmaluk National Park, we'll have a number of community members with us from Pond Inlet. So we'll get to meet some elders, community leaders, and youth from Pond Inlet and that region to learn about their homeland. So another great lineup of education for the participants.
What do you think will be the positive outcomes of this expedition?
I think that this year we're going to build a lot on what we learned last year by going to Hebron. So that was an unexpected thing for us. Like I mentioned, our itinerary changed and we ended up going to the Torngat Mountains, and then we went to Hebron, where we spent a day in the church. And it was the day where the national Inuit leaders were going to gather to release the national suicide prevention strategy. So we honored that in Hebron. And from that conversation was a lot of sharing of Inuit history, some truths that people from all over the world might not know about, like people being relocated and the effects of that. So I think that this year a highlight will be for Inuit students to share our histories, our culture, our language, and our expertise as landowners of the North. So I think that that's a real highlight. being able to meet other Inuit youth from all across the world, really, and sharing who we are with our new international family and friends. And, of course, Pongdilit is beautiful, and the community members there are so welcoming. We got to go there 2 years ago, also with students from Nunatsiavut came with us that year, and we got to learn a lot about Pongdilit, and that's a real highlight. So I think that that's something really positive to look forward to. And of course, when you participate with Students on Ice, when you go back home, we don't just say, we'll see you later, or maybe we'll never see you again. We have a growing alumni program. So we have a program manager here at Students on Ice who is able to offer experiences for our alumni once they go back home. So something that's really positive about participating is that more opportunities will be open to you because you did participate in this expedition. So some of those opportunities are micro grants. You can apply for up to $5,000 to start an initiative in your home community or region on something that you really care about. Or you can apply for an internship with one of our partners, travel to conferences, and so much more.
So all the applicants, are they all Inuit or?
So we have 120 youth who come with us, and out of the 120, 40 are Inuit. That's a large percentage of all of our participants that are Inuit. The rest of the students are from various different backgrounds and from various different countries. So it is an international expedition with a large Inuit contingent, and that's really important to Students on Ice because we feel that the youth are the people that have a lot to share about the North, and that's who we want educating other people from around the world as these true experts of that land and of Inuit culture. So that's why that's really important to us. But again, we are with an international community.
So is there anything else you would like to add about all of this today, Caitlin?
No, I just really encourage students to get their applications in before March 1st. If you hear about this opportunity a little bit later, I do encourage you to go to our website. There is a potential of the deadline being extended, but we haven't decided that yet. That'll be decided late next week. So get that application in, check into our website. Know that there are at least 5 scholarships specific for Nunatsiavut students, but we have over 100 scholarships that you can apply for. We have 2 specific for Nain, and if you don't get a scholarship, do consider fundraising. So we do have 20 seats reserved for youth who want to self-fund. That is something that you are eligible to do. So apply for that scholarship, but don't feel discouraged if you don't get one. Consider fundraising or apply again next year.
I'd like to thank you for this information today and have a nice day.
Thanks so much, Shannon, and looking forward to seeing some of our youth with us this summer.
Yes, thank you too.
Bye.
Bye.